Christ that you're saved for heaven by grace. That child of God obeys and he's baptized in water and he's raised to walk in the newness of life. There is a deliverance and there is a salvation for that child of God in being baptized. Because Jesus said it was, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And that particular deliverance comes after or in being baptized. In that act of being baptized in water. Here we have the like figure of Noah and his family being saved by water. They weren't saved for heaven again. They weren't saved from hell. Neither is a person that is baptized in water saved for heaven, or is he delivered from hell in that act. He is not regenerated. He says, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the washing away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Right, everywhere in the New Testament that you find people being baptized, they're already children of God who believe the message, that believe the gospel. They're being obedient unto the Lord. In the Acts of the Apostles, there are many places that I could go in the Acts of the Apostles to prove my point. But I want to turn over here to the 8th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, where that the Spirit of the Lord told Philip to go near and join himself to the chariot. You remember that the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down to Gaza, from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, I want us to pause here. This man of Ethiopia, this eunuch, had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, he had come to Jerusalem to worship. To worship who? To worship God. He'd come to Jerusalem to worship God. So if he had come to Jerusalem to worship God, and he had a desire in his heart to worship God, then of necessity, he had to be a child of God. He had to be born of God, or he would have had no desire to come to Jerusalem to worship God. So now he's going back. He's going back home, and he's riding his chariot. And he's sitting in his chariot, and he is reading Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit told Philip to go join yourself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Well, the eunuch didn't know who he was reading about. He didn't know if it was, who is the prophet, who's the prophet speaking about? Is he speaking of himself or somebody else, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now Philip, the preacher of the gospel, opened his mouth and preached unto this eunuch, who was a child of God, who was already born of God's Spirit, but who needed knowledge of his Redeemer. He needed knowledge of who had saved him upon the cross by his shed blood. Who had had delivered him from sin. And he's reading about him in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, but he doesn't know who he's reading about. Here is where the gospel comes in. The gospel has never imparted eternal life to any person that is dead in trespasses and in sins. It has never conveyed spiritual life to one soul who is dead in trespasses and in sins. It has never conveyed spiritual life to one sinner that is on his way to hell, but it conveys light to those that have life, that have already been born of God's Spirit, who the grace of God has already worked in, that they might see and believe who is their Savior and their Redeemer. The gospel doesn't give spiritual life, but it imparts spiritual light. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the young preacher Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:9-10, it says in the first chapter there, in 1:9-10 of his second epistle unto Timothy, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. You see, the gospel of Christ brings the light to those who already have eternal life and immortality, and who Jesus Christ has abolished death for. You see, Jesus Christ abolished death. Not any act of the sinner can abolish that death, but Jesus Christ abolished death for the sinners that he died for. And he saved them by his grace. And he applies the efficacy and the power of his blood somewhere in their lives before they die, in between their conception and death. He's going to apply this in their life. But he's sending the gospel that they might know and understand these mysteries. And they are revealed through and by the gospel. Well, Philip preaches Jesus unto this eunuch. At the same scripture, he preached unto him Jesus, and as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? So, Philip preached unto him the importance of scriptural baptism. Not so he could be a child of God, and not so that he could live in heaven, but so that he could be obedient unto his Lord and Savior in this way and manner. And so it says, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And the eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And Philip commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. They both went down into the water. Now, baptism is being put beneath the water, submerged or immersed beneath the water. It is not sprinkling. That's not baptism. Baptism is putting the believer underneath the water, because it is a figure of the death, burial, and resurrection. I said it was a figure of the death, burial, and resurrection. That's what it is. And so who was it that was being baptized? It was a child of God who believed the gospel, who believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." So, a person must believe with all of his heart that Jesus is the Christ. He must believe that he is the Messiah. He must believe that he is the Savior of his soul. And he took the eunuch. Both of them went down into the water. He put him in the water, put him underneath the water, raised him up out of the water. And the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Yes, he did receive a deliverance and a salvation in being baptized as a child of God. It is a salvation of complying with the commandment of God. It's not for heaven. It's not being saved for heaven. There will be multitudes of people in heaven that were not baptized in water, but they were redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what a joy it is for a child of God who believes in the Lord Jesus to comply with this commandment, with this ordinance. I can well remember when I was 13 years old, I obeyed from the heart the command to be baptized in water, and I received a relief. It is a deliverance in that water of doing what I knew that would please my Savior. I knew that Jesus Christ, and believed with all my heart that He had put away my sins. So it is the child of God who believes the gospel. A lot of you have been put underneath the water, but you hadn't been scripturally baptized. Those of you who believe that by your believing, that's what made you a child of God. And the church that you were baptized in is not the true church of the Lord Jesus. And so you've never been baptized. You just got wet. And those who believe that baptism is what's necessary to regenerate the soul and to take you to heaven, you've never been scripturally baptized either. I hate to tell you that. No, I really want to tell you that. But I know you hate to hear that. But you've never really been scripturally baptized. You haven't been baptized yet, scripturally and gospelly. Because you have not believed the truth. You don't believe the truth. And therefore, you have not been baptized scripturally as the scripture set forth. You just got wet. You must believe the teaching of God's Word. You must believe that Jesus is the complete Savior of sinners, and He did it upon the cross. He arose from the dead. You must not deny anything that is taught in the Scriptures. I didn't say you had to understand everything. I said you believe from your heart that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God. And if you don't believe He put away your sins on the cross and He saved sinners then you have not believed that He is the Savior. You must believe that He did that upon the cross. You must believe in the teachings of the church, the O-Baptist, the Primitive Baptist, and we invite you to come and be with us and sit down and hear the gospel. I'd be happy to talk with you anytime, any convenient time. All you got to do is give me a call. May the Lord richly bless you is my prayer.
When writing to Elder Parker, please mention that you saw this broadcast on Star 39. The address is Afton Road Primitive Baptist Church, 295 Sweeten Falls Lane, Blairs, Virginia, 24527. And tune in next week at the same time for Primitive Baptist Gospel Time on Star 39.